Sarah Michelle Gellar as Buffy Summers. Not quite confrontational enough to be compared to Courtney Love, and yet way too hip to be a Spice Girl devotee. She was the real deal when it came to 1990s girl power. I'm Stephen Archibald, and welcome to my podcast.
Hey, Jesse, what's what?
New Girl.
That's right, I saw her. Pretty much a hottie.
So you're from Henry, right? In L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, I would kill to live in L.A. That close to that many shoes?
Hi. Willow, right? I heard a rumor that you were the person to talk to if I wanted to get caught up.
Oh, I could totally help you out. If you have six period free, we could meet in the library.
I was looking for some books. I'm new.
Miss Summers?
Good call. I'm going to need perspectives on 20th century...
Yeah, what's your up?
Hello, I bid you a warm welcome to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews, The Power of a Woman, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, 1997 to 2003. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is easily one of the best cult TV series to have emerged from the end of the 20th century. No self-respecting horror fan will turn their nose up at it. Focusing on a young girl endowed with a special gift, one she's initially reluctant to fully engage with, while simultaneously trying to steer her way along the rookie path to adulthood. The teenager, Buffy Summers, is already a slayer when she arrives in Sunnydale in the very first episode. A slayer being a chosen individual with the powers and skills to combat vampires and other demonic forces. And Buffy could kick ass like the very best superheroes. And she even had her very own Scooby gang. Which is funny when you consider that Michelle went on to play Daphne in two Scooby-Doo movies. Buffy is aided by Rupert Giles, the librarian at Sunnydale High, and he's also her watcher. And then there is her devoted school chums, Willow and Xander, with Willow turning out to be someone who is also gifted with superhuman powers. Buffy the Vampire Slayer was created by Josh Whedon, originally for a 1992 movie, which was directed by Fran Rubel-Kazooie, and which starred Christy Swanson. The movie was not well received by the critics, and it hardly made an impact at the box office, which makes its resurrection on television 5 years later all the more remarkable, with Whedon himself being its showrunner. Already an established actress for her parts in Swan's Crossing and All My Children, Sarah Michelle Gellar first auditioned for the role of Cordelia Chase, the popular, influential cheerleader who eventually works with Buffy. However, Josh Whedon was watching Michelle's performance, and he advised her to audition for the main role. Natasha Lyonne, Katie Holmes, and Selma Blair had all been linked to the Buffy character, and Charisma Carpenter had auditioned for the part too. Charisma would, of course, get to play Cordelia instead, and Selma Blair would star alongside Sarah Michelle Gellar in Roger Cumble's delightful Cruel Intentions in 1999. Despite having next to no acting experience, Nicholas Brendon bagged the role of Xander Harris. That is, after an unknown Canadian actor called Ryan Reynolds had turned it down.
You are the slayer. To each generation, a slayer is born. One girl in all the world, a chosen one, one born with a strength
and skill to hunt the vampires, stop the spread of their evil blah, blah, blah. I've heard it, okay?
What do you know about this term? I believe this whole area is a center of mystical energy. Things gravitate towards it that you might not find elsewhere.
The casting of Buffy's love interest, the smouldering vampire, Angel, is also rather curious. David Boreanaz was out walking his dog when he was spotted by a talent agent who contacted this show's casting director, Marcia Shulman, and exclaimed to her that he'd found their Angel. The casting of Rupert Giles and Willa Rosenberg was more straightforward, with the former being taken by the dashing British actor Anthony Head, and the latter by the amiable Alison Hannigan, who would also find fame as Michelle Flaherty in the American Pie movies and as Lily Aldrin in How I Met Your Mother. What is not well known is that there was an unaired pilot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which originally featured an actress called Riff Regan in the part of Willow. Nathan Fillion, best known for starring in Castle and The Rookie, had auditioned for the part of Angel, although he missed out to David Boreanaz. Josh Whedon obviously liked him, seeing as Nathan got to play Malcolm Reynolds in Whedon's cult sci-fi series Firefly, as well as its movie spin-off Serenity. And Fillion did eventually wind up in Buffy the Vampire Slayer as Caleb, a defrocked priest who's a misogynist and serial killer, appearing in 5 episodes during the 7th season of the show. The origins of Buffy are rather intriguing. Josh Whedon, like many of us, was tired of seeing cute blondes only being depicted as witless individuals who wander into dark alleyways and get themselves killed. Under the working title of Rhonda, the Immortal Waitress, he came up with the concept of having a seemingly ordinary female turn out to be anything but. Rhonda would gradually evolve into the Buffy we know and adore. Buffy the Vampire Slayer is rightly celebrated for its vivid, empowered female characters, so it's deeply ironic that troubling facts have emerged in recent years about Josh Whedon in terms of how badly he treated such cast members as Charisma Carpenter, Amber Benson, and Michelle Trachtenberg. Michelle played Buffy's younger sister Dawn, and Amber appeared as Tara McClay, a witch who has a relationship with Willow, which made them the first openly lesbian couple to appear on a primetime network TV series in the States. Aside from Giles, Angel, and Xander, the other important male character on the show was the bad boy vampire, Spike. A peroxide blonde, Billy Idol lookalike, Spike was portrayed by the Californian actor James Masters, and it is said that Anthony Head helped James to work on perfecting his English accent. There were 144 episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, spread across 7 seasons. The pilot episode, Welcome to Hellmouth, was aired on the 10th of March 1997, and the final one, Chosen, was shown on the 20th of May 2003. Let's not forget the marvellous hard-rocking theme tune, which was provided by the Californian band Nerf Herder, whom Alison Hannigan had recommended to Josh Whedon. I'm Stephen Archibald, and thank you very much for listening to my podcast, They Came From Within, Cult Movie Reviews. You can follow me if you like, and all my episodes are available via most podcast outlets. Long live girl power. Look after yourselves, and goodbye for now.
You're going to hell.
Save me a seat.
Yeah.
This is just meat.
She'll come after you particularly.
Hello, lover.
You won't stop coming until the job is done.
Come on, Buffy. Not cutting on me already, are you?
In the end, you're always by yourself. You're all you've got.